the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It means that prosecutors believe they can prove that Zimmerman had criminal intent the night he killed Martin. It also means that he'll likely spend decades in prison if he's convicted. And, of course, it also sets up that justifiable homicide defense we've heard so much about from prosecutors and from defense attorneys.
That's legal analyst Andrew Cohen commenting on George Zimmerman's second-degree murder charge. He's been arrested for the shooting death of Trayvon Martin. That case is where we start this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Developments in the last 24 hours discussed here by John Williams. Here he has legal analyst Bradford Culbert on his program. The press conference that the Florida special prosecutor gave, which announced the charges and the arrest of Zimmerman.
I don't know if you got a chance to listen in on the press conference or watch any of it, but I've got some of the basics in front of me if you didn't.
Yes, I heard most of the conference.
Any surprises there? What was your reaction to what's happened so far?
No, it's classic prosecutor talk in that she talks about the need to do justice, which is all true. And so she talked about the need to go slowly and to do right by both the defendant and the victim's family. So I think it was according to the prosecutor book.
He is arrested. They won't say where. He's in the custody of law enforcement in Florida. And they haven't said what the bond will be. Maybe this guy, if he posts bond, goes free temporarily. Maybe not. What's your guess on how that'll play out, Bradford?
I can't imagine that he'll be able to make bond. Generally, it's going to be so high that it's not possible that he'll be able to make bond.
Second-degree murder is the most severe crime they could charge him with. Could they charge him with other crimes? Is that still a possibility?
Sure. I mean, part of what they could do is lesser degrees of that same crime. And if they decide later that, in fact, it was more of a first-degree murder, they can certainly bring those charges. But that's unlikely to happen. They're probably going to go with the second-degree murder charges.
If it was first-degree murder, wouldn't a grand jury have to return that?
Right, and they still can. I mean, at least in Minnesota, I guess I'm not that familiar with Florida law, but you can bring a grand jury indictment later on first-degree murder charges, but it's unlikely they're going to do that after all of this. She decided not to bring a grand jury. It's possible she could have done a grand jury anyways, and lots of times prosecutors will use a grand jury as cover, especially in these really controversial cases. So if they come up with something that they, you know, that the public may not like, they would have said, we submitted the grand jury, and that's what the grand jury said. But she did this on her own.
Yeah, well, didn't it go like this? The county prosecutor declined to press charges. A grand jury was being convened, but then the governor appointed her, and she said, we will press charges. We've arrested him and charged him with second-degree murder.
Well, it's really an odd Florida statute, because the statute says that you essentially have immunity if you're acting, if you're standing your ground. And immunity is from arrest or charging, even, which we don't have anything like in Minnesota. So the police officers, the statute's quite clear, is that you cannot arrest someone if they're acting under the stand your ground law. So, under those circumstances, the police's hands were tied, because it's not just immunity from prosecution, it's immunity from arrest.
Yeah, but this is what I didn't like about that law, and it's what I didn't like, among other things, about the version that we contemplated in Minnesota. So who's the arbiter of sufficient force, of sufficient threat? I mean, that's what you're going to act on. I'm worried that I'm going to get killed or beat up here, so now I can use severe force against you. But who decides what the sufficient force is? You do. You, the guy with the gun. So by what you just said, the cops can't arrest you if you shoot somebody dead, if you feel threatened. But shouldn't there be a finding of fact or some sort of trial to determine if, in fact, you are acting lawfully? I mean, it seems to me like the burden is in the wrong place right now.
Well, the person still has to act reasonably. And so what's different about the Florida law, what makes it different, is that you can stand your ground in a place outside your home. In Minnesota, you can stand your ground in your home, and you don't have to be afraid of imminent great bodily harm or death. You can just be resisting a felony. And in Florida, they've made it beyond the home. So anywhere where you lawfully are, you can stand your ground. But it still has to be reasonable. The law is quite you have to be reasonable. And essentially what they do is you have a two-step process now. First, it goes to the trial court. What will happen in this case is Mr. Zimmerman will make a motion to dismiss on the grounds that he has immunity because he was acting reasonably. And then he'll have to prove by preponderance of the evidence that he was acting reasonably. And the trial court, not a jury, will make that determination.
Yeah, but I don't think he was acting reasonably to begin with. He shouldn't have been following that kid to start.
Well, it's interesting you would say that, because you're just saying who gets to make the decision, and you've decided he wasn't acting reasonably.
Well, that's our show host. That's how we roll.
So this is something that people do want to hear more about, the arrest and future trial of George Zimmerman. So we'll have some more on that in a moment here on the Countdown.
Gardeners trust Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed to feed plants right. Plants need food, especially veggies. Lately, another company's been saying their plant food feeds twice as long as Shake and Feed. What they aren't saying? Their plant food actually feeds less. So we're saying it. Shake and Feed provides 72% more nutrition per application and is more in line with university recommendations for feeding many popular veggies. Hey, if we can save even one veggie, it'll be worth it. Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed. Everyone grows with Miracle-Gro.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
At Quicken Loans, we provide you with state-of-the-art online tools, like our app for your smartphone, MyQL Mobile. This means that if you work with a mortgage lender other than Quicken Loans, you might be dealing with someone who doesn't use state-of-the-art online tools. Let me demonstrate. Can I upload my mortgage documents with your mobile app?
No, sorry. We don't offer mobile apps. I didn't realize appetizers were mobile.
Are you using a typewriter?
Why, yes, I am. We just upgraded from Carrier Pigeon.
So I take it you don't offer your clients the latest and greatest technology.
Who do you think I am? Quicken Loans?
Industry-leading tools like MyQL Mobile to get you through your loan process with speed and ease. One more way Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an incredible 3.99%. APR 4.22%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or go to quickenloans.com.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
I'm Rick Osick with Famous Footwear. We're a proud sponsor of March of Dimes March for Babies. Helping babies is an easy decision for Famous Footwear. We want to take steps to help moms have healthy pregnancies and save babies' lives. We've participated in March for Babies since 2003, and we'll continue to help fight premature birth and birth defects. Join us and the 20,000 companies who are walking together for stronger, healthier babies. Start your team at marchforbabies.org.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
The Talk Radio Review, a daily overview of the hot hits in talk radio, and now we're focused on the Trayvon Martin case in Florida. Here's host Simon Conway with some of his colleagues. They talk about the charge of second-degree murder filed against Mr. Zimmerman.
Hi, Wayne.
Yes, I have a question about that case.
Yes, sir.
Just a scenario, and I'll use myself instead of anybody else. If I'm walking around an area and someone who's watching the area comes up to me and says, what am I doing there? I got no business being there. But I do have, and then he says, you got to come with me. I'm going to take you in, and he's just a normal citizen. And I say no, and he grabs me, and I sock him in the nose, and he lands on the back of his head. Has he got the right with that stand your ground law to pull his gun and kill me?
Once again, this is not stand your ground. Okay, this is not a stand-your-ground case. I am not a lawyer. I will be astounded if they use stand-your-ground. The scenario you gave is not the scenario that we understand took place, but now we got the criminal justice system involved. I guess we're going to find out.
Yeah. Well, hopefully justice will be done in the case, whatever is needed.
I hope so as well, Wayne, but I think it's going to be very difficult. But thank you,
Pete. I'm in favor of stand the ground as long as it doesn't work the way I just described it.
I'm in favor of stand your ground as well, but I don't think this is a stand your ground case. This is a self-defense case. I think it's entirely different.
Okay.
All right. Thanks very much, Wayne. Appreciate it. Let's go to Blake. Hi, Blake. Yeah.
That was the thing that I noticed, too, in the whole special prosecutor's speech that she was given was that, you know, we need to get justice for Trayvon.
Mm-hmm.
I would have been more comfortable if she'd have said, we just need to get justice in this case.
Yeah.
and make sure justice is done. But it almost seems a foregone conclusion that she's decided he's guilty. And, you know, I mean, she was kept talking about an investigation, but I don't think there's going to be much of an investigation. I think it's pretty much cut and dry that they're going to prosecute this as a second-degree murder. And I hope his lawyer is good enough, because everything that I've seen, even from what they said and all the witnesses, it seems more like a self-defense case. And the stand your ground thing, like you said, it doesn't apply in this.
No, it really doesn't.
It's not, and that's what they're trying to make it, because everybody wants to take stand your ground out of play in Iowa and other places around the country. So I hate to see a loss of life anywhere, but had this been a different situation, I wonder what would have happened and how we would have heard about it if George Zimmerman had his brains beat out on the sidewalk, you know, and had a gun in his pocket where he could have defended himself and he didn't.
You wouldn't have heard about it.
I wonder what we wouldn't have heard about it.
Radio host Dan Kaplis and Craig Silverman with the reason Zimmerman has been charged with second-degree murder.
I got what I wanted, most of it, not all of it. Very competent, very smart, very professional. I have great confidence in her. You know, we've had these high-profile cases of great social importance that have had fine prosecutors, and we've had them that have had just clowns or attorneys who, under the glare of the spotlight, at least acted like clowns. This woman really impresses me, and so I think she's going to help instill confidence in the American people in this process. One thing that's really clear to me, Craig, she believes, at least, and she's obviously nobody's fool. You look at her background, smart, accomplished person. She believes she's got this thing nailed down. I haven't seen this much confidence in the evidence in a long, long time. You do not open a press conference. You don't have the press conference, let alone open it, talking about how, listen, our mission is the search for justice for Trayvon, a theme she came back to over and over and over again. She thinks she has this thing nailed. And so it'll be very interesting to see the evidence. But I thought she did a great job.
Dan, first of all, let me apologize to you. You were right about second-degree murder. They have a different statutory scheme in Florida where they have third-degree murder, maybe even fourth-degree murder. So she's picked one of the highest charges. It carries life in prison, and it does refer to the, you have to prove that he had a depraved heart, sort of thing we associate with first-degree murder here in Colorado. I had a slightly different reaction to Angela Corey, and let me tell you my problems. First of all, unusual. On your first meeting, first thing you do is you gather in prayer. Now, that's just, I've met with a lot of families of murder victims, and maybe if they want that, then I would join them. I don't know what Angela Corey feels, or if she initiated the prayer, or if it was Al Sharpton, or if I just don't know. I know she wears a very prominent cross. She's a proud Christian. And yet, maybe this gets back to my separation of church and state. It's not a big deal. It was more than that. Long before we heard that last answer, the way she came out, like she'd won an Academy Award. I want to thank this person, that person. Let me introduce this guy, that guy. And, oh, by the way, we're the smartest and we're the most ethical. She was prepared for a big public show. She had her hair done just right, the makeup on, the beautiful outfit, red jacket over, black top. I thought there was too much chest beating. I mean, she's vouching for how prosecutors are such great people. And I was proud to be a prosecutor, and I did it for 16 years. And frankly, maybe that's the way I would have sounded if I never got away from the profession. But it's the arrogance that a DA knows best. And it could be what you're talking about. Maybe she has the goods, and she has them over and over. It just kind of bothers me that I'm not going to talk about the case. But let me tell you, I'm the greatest person. I'm the most ethical person. These are my top guys. They would never do a wrong thing. If we believe in it, you can believe in it. They're just vouching for themselves. And so for all those reasons, I thought it was a little odd.
We'll pause now for a moment or two, and then when we come back, more on the GOP race here on The Countdown.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk radio, talk television, politics no stranger to either medium. From Fox, Martha McCallum talks to Mitt Romney about Rick Santorum's departure, dropping out of the race, in fact.
Were you surprised at all that Rick Santorum, when he came out and gave that speech, that he didn't take a moment to sort of reach out and say something about you and sort of make an effort to kind of heal the group and bring everybody together in that moment?
Well, I think we'll all come together as time goes on to make sure that we see a new change in direction in Washington, in the White House, the Senate, the House we'd like to keep in Republican hands. And I think Senator Santorum throughout the campaign has been speaking about issues that we care about very deeply. So we're on the same page on those issues. And I think you'll see us all come together in a very powerful way. But the time for that will happen down the road as we spend more time together and hit the trail together.
So you expect to do that?
Oh, I expect when I finally become the nominee, and I hope that happens soon, that we'll be campaigning together, we'll be working together. We share very, very much the same beliefs about the course the nation must take, and the fact that under this president, America is not going in the right direction. There are just too many people out of work and really feeling economic stress under a series of failed economic policies.
One last thought on the folks that you're still in the race with here. Newt Gingrich was on a little while ago. He said he's still in it. And that's no surprise. He pretty much made that clear yesterday. But he did definitely indicate that if you are the man, if you get the delegates that you need, that he will back you. What are you going to do to bring in those Newt Gingrich voters, those supporters who have stuck by him, and the supporters who gave you a very tough run for your money in places like Michigan who were with Rick Santorum? How do you bring those folks in? Because you're going to need them.
Well, we campaign together and make sure that we see these people and get a chance to talk to them about issues that all Americans care about. I think you see our party, and you will see our party, more united than it's been in a long, long time, in part because President Obama has taken America in such a different course than we have ever gone as a nation before. We're becoming far more like a European social welfare state. And people don't want to see that. And we will get behind our nominee, I believe, as a party, and work very, very hard to get America creating jobs again, leading the world economically. Mm-hmm. And that's going to, I think President Obama, in some respects, is one of the reasons our party will be so united.
Here's host Scott Sloan with political reporter Ben Swan. They talk about why Rick Santorum said he suspended his campaign rather than just saying, I'm out. I quit.
He suspended his campaign. Here's the problem with politics, and not just to pick on Santorum, but he's the latest clown here, is he announces he suspended his campaign. The only problem is, why can't you just say, I quit? Why does it have to be suspended?
Well, there's a couple of reasons for it. And one of the reasons apparently has to do with campaign debt in order to keep bringing in money into the campaign in order to pay off debt. And that's another issue. You know, both Gingrich and Santorum have accumulated enormous amounts of debt in this process.
Right.
These are guys who are going around the country saying, we've got to have fiscal responsibility. Yesterday in his you know, speech and letting folks know that he wasn't going to be in the race anymore, Santorum appealed to people to send him money to help him pay off his debt.
Mm.
You know, and yeah. So I think that should be a major issue for voters when they're looking at these guys is, if somebody's going into debt to run for public office, how am I going to trust them with my money once they're there?
Oh, and what kind of idiot is going to send him a check after the fact he's bowed out? I don't, what, maybe like 10 or 12 really crazy ultra-right-wing people?
Yeah, it's highly unlikely. I mean, people, you know how the system works. And as soon as you've stepped down and you're out of it, you know, they're not even thinking about you anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So.
You're done. You're old news. You're yesterday's news.
The other reason they suspend their campaigns as well is because a lot of times they want to keep their campaign apparatus in place. So, for instance, if he were planning to run again in 2016... Mm-hmm. He would want to keep his apparatus in a lot of different states so that he has some kind of a structure, because obviously this time around he had virtually no structure, and it hurt him terribly. He wasn't even on the ballot in a lot of states. Here in Ohio, as you know, he wasn't even in three congressional districts.
Yeah, Virginia killed him as well. And you know, and to his credit, too, he has a sick daughter, which I respect, feel for the guy.
Absolutely.
So he's out. He's got to worry about family business first. But that's the interesting. You just can't run for president the first time and expect to win. It takes a second or third try, even if you're in your public spotlight for your career like Newt Gingrich.
So what's your reaction? More and more, people want to talk about this. The people in Pennsylvania like Rick Santorum. 800-510-8255. Up next here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
On my journey to help save people money on car insurance, people have been really surprised to learn that GEICO can also help with renter's insurance. They're even more surprised when I tell them it costs as little as $12 a month. But perhaps what's most surprising is that I still live with my mum. Yeah, I know, I really should start thinking about renting my own place. But then I'd have to get my own tea kettle. Sofa, shower curtain, soap dish.
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
I'm Lou D'Ambrosio, CEO of Sears Holdings, which includes Kmart. Kmart is a proud supporter of March of Dimes, March for Babies. March for Babies gives our company an opportunity to support our families and our community. Take steps to help moms and babies at home and around the country. Join us and the 20,000 other companies who are walking together for stronger, healthier babies, and start your team at marchforbabies.org.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
She knows a hollow from a double up. She does snapbacks, backsides, shoots the curl. Bethany Hamilton knows everything about surfing. She just didn't know about the shark. But just months after the attack, and with only one arm, the 13-year-old surfs again. And now she's ripping it better than ever. So next time life puts a little fear in you, just think of Bethany Hamilton hanging 10 on top of a heavy wave. That's real courage. Pass it on.
From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com. or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
What can we read in to what is being said? What do you hear? What do you think? Opinions, conversations, that's all what is before us, as usual. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome into this half hour of our discussion about the issues of the day, the things that people seem to think are outstandingly interesting to talk about in terms of, at this moment anyway. Your calls at 800-510-8255 are aimed at those who are running for the presidency. Here's Patrick in Kansas on Rick Santorum.
I actually met Rick Santorum when he came to Lenexa, Kansas, but I'm kind of disappointed. I mean, a very strong conservative. I'm really disappointed in that he would, you know, drop out of the race or suspend the race, and you know, just like I'm not going to vote for Romney. I don't see there's any difference, really. To me, there's no really difference between him and Barack Obama. So, I mean, I think he's going to lose a lot of conservatives. He's going to have a hard time trying to get the conservative vote. So, anyway, that's where I'm at with that. Newt Gingrich would have a better chance than Mitt Romney would. He's just too moderate, and, you know, to me, there's no difference between him and, really, between him and Barack Obama, and I think a lot of conservatives feel the same way.
Yeah, well, check out what it means to be conservative. I keep saying that, and I just don't get the problem. He's not Bill Clinton, not dynamic. It seems the Democrats are better at getting people out like that, other than you could say Newt Gingrich was pretty good at rhetoric. But what about his delivery? I mean, what has he done? What can you look back on his record? Nobody seems to bring up what Mitt Romney did as governor of Massachusetts, which was actually pretty good. Speaking of Mitt Romney, he's come up with an amazing statistic, and Republicans inside and outside the campaign are doing their best to spread it around. 92% of all jobs lost during the Obama years have been lost by women. Amazing as it may be, it's a meaningful measure of the Obama economic record and its effects on women. How about that for an interesting conversation? 800-510-8255. So you women who think that it's great to have Obama as president, if you're a working woman, you look at the number of jobs that have been lost, almost all of them, if 92% of the jobs that have been lost by women, that's an amazing, amazing statistic.
He has not created jobs. He's lost 800,000 jobs during his presidency. And by the way, do you know what percentage of those jobs lost were lost by women? Over 92% of the jobs lost under this president were lost by women. His policies have been really a war on women.
A man's session, he called it. In blaming Obama for turning the clock back 20 years on American women, that's what the campaign says, Republicans are hoping to counter the perceived advantage he has with female voters. It'd be interesting. This just holding people accountable for their record, Obama's record, Romney's record as governor. I think that's a pretty compelling combo, too. Never mind the way he looks and he's stoic and he's kind of stiff and he's got a couple of bucks. What about results? 800-510-8255. Richard in Florida on Ron Paul.
Ron Paul, I believe, is the only conservative. I know he's a libertarian. And he will actually give the power back to the people. Romney, I don't think, can win. He's not a conservative. He's been a supporter of gun control, abortion, cap and trade, and it was his health care model that Obama used, for Obamacare. The international globalist socialist, George Soros, said there'll be very little difference between Romney and Obama. All of those conservatives out there that think that Romney is a conservative, they better look at his record. He's not a conservative. He's an establishment Republican.
Whatever that means, I guess I am too. 800-510-8255. We used to call ourselves Rockefeller Republicans. Because what you want to do, Richard, stick your nose in my business in my house, and it's none of your business. How about we just think about the jobs, the economy, cost of gasoline, and forget everything else? You think that's what's really important? 800-510-8255. And on the job scale, again, what Romney has pointed out makes Obama look pretty bad. If you're a lady and you were supporting before Mr. Obama, does this change? Have you lost your job? And now you start to think, wait a minute, is this true? 800-510-8255. Speaking of ladies, my favorite daytime television program, it could be either Ellen or The View, but I like The View's points of view because they do like we do here, try to bring all sides together. But you know where everybody is, what their positions are on issues for sure. The ladies here discuss the story that most of the people who are working on the Obama campaign are white.
Diversity on his staff before, but I do want to point out there are 700 people that work in the Chicago office. This is only 80 of them.
So we don't know what the rest of them are.
Maybe it's the white 10%. I don't know.
Or maybe it was like Martin Luther King Day and they gave him the day off.
Maybe these are kids who can afford to volunteer.
Because that's what they say. A lot of these kids who volunteer are financially able to volunteer, and in the area it's kind of hard to find minorities who are able to take off work or have the financial.
But this is something we hear all the time. Why don't you have more black people working for you? Well, it's not like we're going not you. You get the best people. Sometimes they're white, sometimes they're Asian, sometimes they're black.
And you probably would raise criticism if
no
the picture was quite different, right?
Listen, I kiss a white guy, people are like, really? it's like everybody's got something to say. He's got the people who volunteer to go in there and do what they do. They're not always going to. Nobody's all black or all white or have anything.
Will this put pressure on him, though, do you think?
Yes,
do you think we'll see
him put
a change?
Well, they'll try to.
Well, especially being in Chicago, because that's, you know, everybody in Chicago is so proud of him. You got a lot of black people in Chicago. Yeah. So, you know,
when not in the picture.
They're just not in the picture, so you would expect to see some.
Yeah.
But I can understand if they can't find anybody and they can't afford to take off work to volunteer.
800-510-8255. I wonder how this thing about women losing the jobs is going to affect the poll numbers. It's interesting. North Carolina gives President Obama a 5-point lead over Mitt Romney at the moment. Republicans have to win that race there in that state in order to get into the White House. Obama leads Romney at the moment by 49% to 44%, according to the Raleigh-based Public Policy Polling Place. Largest lead he's had in the state, that is Obama. It's unlikely, though, he will end up taking North Carolina in the fall, according to these people. This is early. All these polls are pretty much meaningless. Isn't it what they always say? The poll that means the most, or the only poll that really means anything, is when you go to the polls on election day. And you find oftentimes that these polls are off, and often they're skewed because of the politics of those people. Like Gallup is a right-of-center polling organization. Zogby is a left-of-center polling organization, and the results most often reflect that. 800-510-8255. We're back and forth on Rick Santorum. Here's Pat, who wishes hopes that the supporters of those guys will go to Newt Gingrich.
I really did like Santorum, but my main backing was for Newt Gingrich. I do think that he's a very intelligent individual. I also think that he has had experience in the troubles and the trials that we're going through right now in our country. And I'm basically praying that the delegates for Rick Santorum now and his people, his supporters, will get behind Newt, because basically the votes for Santorum were against Mitt Romney.
All right. Still holding the candle of the flame for those guys. 800-510-8255. Don't forget, the president has been pushing the idea that the rich need to pay more in taxes. The definition of rich has come under fire, or under scrutiny, not under fire. Obama says he wants to tax people who make more than $250,000 a year, when in fact the stats suggest, these government stats, that you're not really considered rich unless you have about $1.5 million in cash. People who have less than that, today, $1 million isn't a lot of money, especially given what it costs to live. So at what point, if you're going to start the class warfare, where does it begin? At $250, $750, or $1.5 million? 800-510-8255. Let's see here. How about George in Virginia?
It's a tough call. Really, really didn't like Mitt Romney's position on many of the fronts. I think he lacks integrity, and it's going to be hard as a Republican to vote for Mitt Romney. I'm hoping that there's another alternative out there, but just can't see taking my Republican vote to him. I really think that the beauty of the party system is we do have two sides of the equation, and whereas the candidates try to get as many votes as they can, and they mold their character or their position based upon votes, it's really sad to see a guy like Rick Santorum that had the integrity to say, this is what I stand for, lead the race. And it just leaves us with not much option.
All right, sir. Thank you for expressing yourself. More of your calls coming up on who ought to be the Republican candidate, what's Barack Obama got going for him or not, as we continue to have the element of politics as the number one issue of the week here. It's 15 before the hour on the countdown.
Gardeners trust Miracle-Gro Shaken Feed to feed plants right. Plants need food, especially veggies. Lately, another company's been saying their plant food feeds twice as long as Shaken Feed. What they aren't saying? Their plant food actually feeds less. So we're saying it.
Shake and Feed provides 72% more nutrition per application and is more in line with university recommendations for feeding many popular veggies. Hey, if we can save even one veggie, it'll be worth it. Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed. Everyone grows with Miracle-Gro.
When your digestion is out of sync with your life, everything feels off. Digestive issues can leave you twisted up. Give Sustanex Advanced Probiotic a chance to help. Shift Sustanex survives better than other probiotics to deliver good bacteria where you need it. So take the Sustanex 14-day challenge. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Get started at Sustanex.com.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
0 to 60, I'm Bobby Owens. If you're a fan of diapers, and I don't mean the slithering kind, you'll be pleased to know that the next generation of the classic American sports car is back and will debut at this year's New York International Auto Show. The all-new 2013 SRT Viper, formerly the Dodge Viper, has returned. Ralph Giel is president and CEO of the Chrysler Group's SRT street and racing technology brand.
The launch of the 2013 Viper proves that we simply could not let the performance icon of the Chrysler Group die. SRT was challenge to not just continue the legendary Viper, but to create a world-class supercar that would showcase the very best we have to offer.
Two new models of the iconic supercar will be hand-built in Detroit, the SRT Viper and the SRT Viper GTS.
The SRT Viper model offers a perfect blend of extreme performance that brings the driver as close to the machine as possible. The Viper GTS builds on the legendary performance of Viper with a 640 horsepower engine with 600 pounds of torque.
For more, visit drivesrt.com. That's 0 to 60 from Chrysler.
Soon this little baby I'm singing to sleep will start to walk. First, she'll crawl. Then take her first baby steps. Before I know it, I'll be dropping her off at school. I'll be watching her run down a soccer field. Staying up all night waiting for her to get home from her first date. Wincing when she steps on the gas pedal and then the brakes. Beaming when she walks up to accept her diploma, or holding back tears as she takes those big steps down the aisle. But before she takes all those steps, she and thousands like her will need you to take yours. Gather your family, friends, and co-workers and join March for Babies to help make her steps possible. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStefan.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. It's easy to do that. The inside info is at the listen box at DougStefan.com as well. Our discussion about the leaving of the campaign, Santorum out. What does that do to the candidacy of Newt Gingrich or Ron Paul or Mitt Romney? And in fact, the Obama supporters, what are you happy about? What are you not happy about? Given the job info that has splashed around from the campaign, the Obama people are going to have to work hard to counter that. It'll be interesting to see how they come up with a slice and dice there. Nancy's in the Big Island, Virginia. I don't know. Where's Big Island, Virginia, Nancy?
It's off of Interstate 81. It is between Lynchburg, Virginia, and Roanoke, Virginia.
Okay.
Little tiny rural area in this big world.
I hope there's some nice farms there.
There are. It's very pretty.
Great.
Very pretty here. Doug, what I wanted to say was it's very sad to me. I find it very disheartening at my age to hear so many people trying to divide this country. We're all human.
Yep.
We all are human, male and female. You know, the color of our skin has to do with the pigmentation of our skin, and we're all put somewhere for very specific reasons. And it's very disheartening to me to hear people divide people up according to the pigmentation of their skin. That has nothing to do with the individual. What has to do with the individual, I feel very deeply, is what's inside them, what's in their heart, what's driving them, what's motivating them. And it would just, it seems to me it would just turn this world around so much better if instead of people focusing on so much division, if they could focus on, you know what? What is the one factor that we're all about that's positive? We can take that factor, work together, and move it forward.
We got to think about that every day. Thank you, Nancy, for your comments on the discussion that came from The View about how many blacks are working on the Obama campaign or whites. 51 after the hour.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Right now, the average family spends one-fourth of their income on food. It's time to cut your food budget in half by using the best, most affordable food on the planet from eFoods Direct. The savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. Serve these delicious meals to your family tonight for a quick and easy dinner for about $1.25 a serving, compared to over $3 a serving for any other food. This food is compact, making it easy to store some away, and will be just as delicious in 25 years as the ones you cook tonight. Is it affordable? Absolutely. The new Alex Jones Family Pack saves you up to 50% compared to other food storage companies. See the comparison at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. My friends, as crazy as this world is today, you'd be nuts to not get a storable food supply. Give eFoods Direct a call and order one of the Alex Jones Family Packs and test it out today. Start your journey of food independence today at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Look at unemployment rates among Hispanics and other ethnic groups. They've really suffered. Women in particular suffered under this presidency. There were 5 million women that were out of work when the president took office. Now 5.8 million out of work. I mean, this presidency has not been good for various groups in the American economy.
All right, so Romney's sharpening up his tools here and bringing out some important things that will sway voters for sure. That's why he's bringing them out. 800-510-8255. Carlos, what do you think of Mitt Romney and Barack Obama after you hear that?
Well, first of all, thank you for taking my call. I thought I said that I'm a President Obama supporter.
Yeah.
And I'm also glad that more likely Mitt Romney is going to be the nominee for the Republicans. And I'll be happy if Mitt Romney wins the presidency. I think he has good character, good values that I support. But between both of them, you know, I think they're going to come out with everything, which is going to make them stronger down the road. But whoever ends up being president, I'll support the president regardless who he is.
Well, I think that's an intelligent and very articulate way of examining the thing. After all, he is the president. This is our country. We all said that last time when he became president. It was not maybe everybody's, it wasn't everybody's choice. It was a very close race. He won, and it was, I don't know, fair and square if that's the right terminology, but it certainly wasn't like George Bush cheating his way into office in the year 2000. When I say that, the use of the Supreme Court in Florida, all of that stuff played a dirty hand. Politics is a dirty game. There'll be plenty of dirt that'll be cast, if you will, in the next 4, 5, 6 months. But the bottom line is that it still is our country. One of the things, Carlos, that is interesting, listening to some of the comments from some of these people and how divisive our country has become, I can't help but criticize, or I don't know if shame is the right word, some of my brethren who talk on radio and television, and some people who do op-ed pieces, columnists, are responsible a lot for this divide. Not that people can't think for themselves, but there's a gang war here, sort of. There's a piling on. And you listen to some of this stuff, and it's so sophomoric and superficial, some of these discussions about, you know, so it's obvious I don't want Barack Obama to continue to be the president. And there are a lot of things that you can talk about. But to say the sorts of things, I remember when Rush Limbaugh said that Hillary Clinton was more our enemy than Al-Qaeda. Now, that's a stupid, ignorant, abrasive, horrible thing to say. I mean, he's welcome to say it, and he ought to be able to say it, but that doesn't mean people ought not to come back around and examine it and say, what the hell are you talking about? You know, she's the enemy? What are you talking about? And at all, it's just verbiage to get people stirred up like all the other stuff. That's part of what he does, but some people don't understand that it's entertainment, it's just a radio show, and that's it. And so they take the stuff seriously, and they get all whooped up about it. Do you know what I mean?
Well, what I see in regards to divisive, I mean, I don't pay so much attention. Of course, you know, everybody's going to like certain views. Somebody's going to go in this direction, another direction, here and there. What I like to see in the president is the direction we're going to go. I said, okay, we're going to go do this, and this is what's going to happen if we go in this direction.
Yeah.
This is what kind of job is going to create. This is how we're going to see ourselves around the world, and what's going to make our dollar be worth more than it is now. You know what I mean? Like when we go on vacation overseas or et cetera.
Yeah.
Or image.
Yeah,
you know,
image.
That's what I look, what I like. I really don't get concerned about what he said or she said and stuff like that. You know, we're going to make mistakes as we go.
Yep.
But as long as the American country, you know, comes back to when I was a kid growing up in the 80s and then also with in the 90s, you know, there was money. You know, the economy was great.
Yep.
You know, that's what I want to see, you know. Like, everywhere you look, there was help wanted signs. You know, everybody was having a good time. Everybody was spending money. Everybody was going out. That's what I want to see. Everybody was happy.
The key
and
to that.
I know,
go ahead. I'm sorry. Excuse me. Go ahead.
And what I see now, there's a lot of frustration out there.
Yeah.
But,
there is.
You know, you got to be patient. You know, you got to roll with the punches. And I'm sure America is always known to, you know, to bounce back. You know, when they bounce back, they come back, you know.
Yeah,
you know, with full momentum. So I believe in my country. We just have to stay patient, and you know, brick by brick, we'll get there.
All right, sir. Thanks for your expressions, James. You got 30 seconds to wrap it up here on the countdown.
Just real quick, I've been listening for about 45 minutes to an hour, and all these Republicans or conservatives that are calling and whining and moaning that they just can't vote for Mitt Romney because he's a moderate. Well, compared to what we've got in the White House now, he's a conservative.
Yeah.
There has been no more left-wing president than Woodrow Wilson.
Yeah, you're right about that. Very left of center. That's an interesting observation. Pretty astute, James. Thanks for making it. Thanks for the call here to the Talk Radio Review. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.